This is Jason Q, Citizen and Friends, on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Hello and welcome to the Jason Q, Citizen and Friends program for another week of the great attempt to change the narrative and expose the media, the establishment, and all of the usual suspects for what they are trying to do. The theme for today's show is going to be about the term gaslighting. Gaslighting is something that we only ever really understood as a term of relevance in the last couple of years, although it's been going on a lot longer than that. It's something that's been going on for centuries. It was the website Relationships Australia Queensland branch where even they, on that website, have the definition of gaslighting as a way to explain this new form of abuse when it's delivered by authority that is something that has been done inside personal relationships for a very long time. The definition that they apply to gaslighting is this. The term has become popular in recent years, but this behaviour has been common among abusers for centuries. Gaslighting is a form of manipulation and control that can be so subtle the victim might not even realise it's happening. But as sneaky as it can be, gaslighting can be just as damaging as physical abuse. Learn more about this toxic tactic and how to spot it in your relationships. Well, what I love about this is that on today's first hour, I will be speaking to Catherine Franklin, who is both an ex-journalist and a current journalist for herself, and a PR specialist. And she has pretty much defined her career's reputation on the fact that she is not in the gaslighting business. And as such, has a distinct talent to point out all of the anomalies in the reporting and the way the system works. And when you see it, it reveals the truth behind the story, which reveals an agenda. So what does the term gaslighting mean? Well, it comes from a play from 1938 called Gaslight, which was made into a film in 1944. And in the story, a husband tricks his wife into thinking she is losing her mind so she can commit her to a mental institution and steal her inheritance. He does this by making her think that she's hearing things that aren't there and dimming and brightening their gas-fueled lights and telling her she's hallucinating, hence the term gaslight. Today, we recognize gaslighting as a form of emotional or psychological abuse that involves manipulation, lies, denial, and blame to make someone question their perception of reality or their memory. It's almost like a type of brainwashing that makes the victim feel confused and start to second guess their own judgment. Gaslighting can be hard to pick up on, especially if you've been experiencing it for a very long time, particularly in an intimate relationship. So now you can see how this is a form of abuse picked up in relationships, but now we have a very different relationship going on. The reason that we do is that we have become so dependent on our government, and this has also been by design. So it's kind of like being in a relationship, isn't it, with our government. Now, the problem that we have is that it's got no end. It doesn't have a structure as such, but because we don't have any other form of leadership in society anymore, it just doesn't exist, we therefore become victims to a government hell-bent on an agenda. Now, just to put gaslighting into perspective, here is a letter from a lady called Christine, who is a nurse, or at least was a nurse, and this is a letter to a newspaper, to who this may concern. Among all the vaccines I've known in my life, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis, meningitis, and tuberculosis, as well as flu and pneumonia vaccines, I've never seen a vaccine that forced me to wear a mask and maintain my social distance even when fully vaccinated. I've never heard of a vaccine that spreads the virus even after the vaccination. I've never heard of rewards, discounts, and incentives to get vaccinated. I never saw discrimination for those who didn't accept vaccination. No one would try to make you feel like a bad person. I've never seen a vaccine that threatens the relationship between family, colleagues, and friends. I've never seen a vaccine used to threaten livelihoods, work, or school, one that would allow a 12-year-old to override parental consent. Including all the vaccines I listed above, I have never seen a vaccine like this one, which discriminates, divides, and judges society. It's a powerful vaccine. It does all these things except immunize. If fully vaccinated, we still need a booster dose, still need to get a negative test, still need to wear a mask, and still wind up in the hospital, it is time for us to admit that we've been completely deceived. Thank you for your time. Well, thank you, Christine, for that fantastic summation of what we're all feeling. If you missed your favourite TNT radio show or interview, simply listen back when you want, wherever you want. Just visit episodes on the TNT radio website. We're also on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, Podbean, iHeart, and TuneIn. Now, there is no reason to miss out on anything on TNT radio.
World News reported right.
I try to find news outlets that aren't too biased.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Catherine Franklin is both journalist, PR guru to the stars, and probably the most qualified to define and point out gaslighting in real time. And one wonders when this is all over, Catherine, whether we can find an academic to supervise a PhD, which will get you a doctor title that you truly deserve. Welcome to the show.
Well, it appears that you might be able to get one on the back of the cornflakes package. I've decided since coronavirus was rolled out. But yeah, I'd like a title. The doctor title is very imperative for gaslighting, as you've just picked up. I guess the prerequisites to be gaslit is that you have to trust the person who's gaslighting you. So whether it is the media or your husband or your ex-husband, or whoever it is, you actually have to give them that power. That you know, this is why the mainstream media is so powerful in this area, because we are taught to trust them. And we're taught to trust doctors, and we're taught to trust, you know, scientists and epidemiologists. And this is all, you know, why people have fallen for it. Gaslighting is imperative, and it is the glue that binds all of this together.
When you say it like that, you realise that the Gaslighting Act is the greatest single abuse of trust in all of human history, when your government starts to do it and then ropes in all the usual suspects to make sure that it's played out. It's very, very obvious. The purpose of our discussion...
And you know, it was funny, you should mention this, and it's a great topic, and thank you so much for choosing it. I'm very happy and feel qualified, although I don't have a doctorate. I do feel qualified to talk about it. In relation to my ex-partner, he is a narcissist, and one of their traits is gaslighting. So it's like a symptom of narcissistic personality disorder, which is an actual disorder. I know people think it's just a roundup term to describe an a-hole. Am I allowed to say that?
You did. Too late.
Okay, too late. So I was in a long-term relationship with a narcissistic person, and initially I didn't know what was going on. I was completely discombobulated, which is what the aim and objective is. But I'm very grateful for, you know, that knowledge and to go through that experience, because I can now point gaslighting out very, very easily. It doesn't work on me anymore. I know every tactic that they use, and I kind of mirror it in a way, so they can't really get any traction with me on that. But I did notice, which was extremely interesting to me when COVID first hit, that I was actually working with my charity called White Caravan, and that charity helps raise awareness of homelessness through domestic violence and abuse. So I was working with a lot of women who were suffering domestic violence and abuse, and they all picked up on what was going on straight off the bat. They saw it immediately.
Yep.
Isn't that interesting?
Really? Yes. One, isn't it something when it's almost intuitive, you can't pick it up, someone else picks it up, can see
it. Well,
if
you haven't experienced it, you don't understand what's happening to you, because I didn't understand what was happening to me when it was happening to me in this relationship. And I remember going eventually to see, you know, a relationship counsellor, you know, what you were describing, Relationships Australia, which is the biggest load of hogwash, by the way. But we ended up seeing someone completely separately. And when I went to see this, you know, we're in relationship counselling, we've got children together, we need to work through this. And so I met with her and we had, you know, a couple of hours together, and then she asked to see my partner and they had a couple of hours together, and then she asked us back as a couple, and then we had a couple of hours together, and then she asked me back. And she said to me, I don't know how to tell you this, Catherine, but this is a burning building. You need to get out of this relationship. And I said to her, I'm so confused. What are you talking about? Like, aren't you here to patch things up and help us, you know, repair things? And I couldn't understand. And she said to me, your partner has narcissistic personality disorder. He is not interested in meeting you halfway. If you stay in this relationship, it would be to your detriment. He is run screaming and never look back. And she was absolutely right, because he's gone on to be in other relationships and do exactly the same thing, because they don't change. They haven't got, it's wired into them for control.
So you can, you've obviously, you can map it out, you see it in real time. It's very, very clear how difficult it is for anyone to understand it when it's happening to themselves. It's that lack of perspective or distance. So the only way you're going to work it out is to have someone point it out, and someone, would you believe, in trust, also point it out. But that's the purpose of this system, isn't it? That we can't all have one source of information, and that all there is
for this. Right.
For this very reason. And it was also interesting, in an earlier break on the program in the last hour, Mark Morano, one of our presenters, talked about that idea of Jacinda Ardern saying that their government would be the only place that you can get the information source on all things COVID, a line straight out of the movie in the book 1984. And so there it is again. So the purpose of our discussion today on the program is to point out examples of gaslighting in real time and be able to discuss them to serve as a reference point, but also so that people can realize what it is. Now, most people are well-versed in what gaslighting is, but you don't always know when you're being gaslit. That's the point of this. And a really good example that I wanted to get to before we go to the break, and if we go over, we'll just come back to it, was an article that came out today by Topher Field, talking about the elephant in the room from New South Wales Health, where they've just reported on their breakdown of COVID deaths, and he says in brackets, helpfully, their vaccine status. Now, in Australia, in all the different states, they've suddenly stopped reporting who's vaccinated, who's not vaccinated, and the number of vaccines, for obvious reasons. Because in Australia, 95-96% double jabbed in the first instance, it should be that there would be no COVID cases. And on the contrary, the reverse is true. Australia is now one of, if not the highest in the world per capita for rates of getting COVID, despite this enormous amount of people that have taken this vaccine that is no longer fit for purpose. And so what I'd like to do is I think I'll read a little bit about from the article to point out where they've come out with this. We'll throw to the break and then we'll come back for discussion. So New South Wales Health on the 21st of July said the latest New South Wales respiratory surveillance report for the week ending 16 July provides a summary of the week's flu, COVID and other respiratory virus data. So now they've got multiple things to talk about, not just COVID, but flu and respiratory. So New South Wales is experiencing a new wave of transmission driven by the BA4 and BA5 BA.5 COVID subvariants. Interesting, because we're all that jabbing going on, and yet when you look at Africa, where it came from, who are not very jabbed, there is no BA.4, BA.5 or many cases, and it's also in Sweden and Sri Lanka and all around the world where they're not getting on with this jab obsession. They're not having these same variants. Now, we cut down through this paragraph, and it comes out and it says there were 142 COVID-19 deaths reported this week, a 51% increase from the 94 reported last week. Of these, now you ready for this? Of these, only 96, which was 68%, had received a third dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. So of 142 people dead, only 96 had taken their third shot, while another 46 were eligible for a third dose. 11 deaths were in people aged under 65 years. Deaths may not have occurred in the week in which they were reported. Right. So, 46 were eligible for a third dose. Well, you can't be eligible for a third unless you've had your first and your second. So therefore, 46 had had two doses and 96 had had three doses, and there were 142 deaths. Catherine, quickly in doing your maths, 96 plus 46 is how much? 142, listen, right?
I just want to put a gun in my mouth at this point in time, honestly. It's just that's the point. It's not meant to make any sense. And they know it. You know, I don't understand why people are so incredulous when they read these headlines of absolute, you know, baloney. I mean, this is bananas. And they're like, this is bananas. Like, they don't care that it's bananas. It's meant to make you second guess yourself. And this is what you swing back into, you know, the term gaslighting was, as you said, it was made into a movie that was play. And the husband is, who this woman trusts, is completely messing with her by isolating her. You know, sound familiar? Isolating her from her friends and family and putting the idea in her head that she's sick. She's got no base point to go back to. There's no stability within her mind to be able to measure her own sanity. And I think that's why, you know, shows like this are so important. Forums to connect to people that are, you know, that we can all point out the elephant in the room, because it takes a brave soul to be able to do that in a public space. Because we all want to be accepted, don't we? We all want, and again, this is part of the mentality of how they get away with it, by let's just confuse the utter living daylights out of every single person, add in a sprinkle of fear, you know, the fear factors in there, and, you know, health is a perfect way to do it. Like, this formula has been used over and over and over again by the powers that be and the media.
It's just never-ending. It's relentless. We're going to take that break. We'll continue the discussion after this. You are listening to TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Hervoy Morich.
Apparently, you've ended up on an FBI or a terror watch list, and your website, thiscan'tbehappening.net, has been labeled a threat by the DHS. I was banned from PayPal, and I believe that it was also the DHS who told PayPal. How did you get on the watch list, and as well as your website being labeled a threat?
The terrorism watch list has gone completely off the rails. There's over 1 million people on it. And the way you get on came out in a trial that was brought by CARE. They filed suit because a lot of the people who are on it are people with Islamic names, you know. They found out that the FBI is using the terrorism watch list in Islamic communities.
Hervoy Morich on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Wokeness is infiltrating churches and people don't really know what's hitting them.
Critical race theory assumes that racism is everywhere, it is in everything. These ideologies have crept into the church.
I have grown up with this invisible kind of bag of privilege.
And I know, as a white pastor, I have blind spots.
Reparations fits into the scope of the gospel.
It's a racist worldview. You're swimming in reason.
The social justice warriors say, if you're white, you are racist. And if you say that you are not a racist, then you have to be a white supremacist.
I see within evangelicalism today an attack on the very gospel itself.
Social justice doesn't have to do with justice, it has to do with Marxism.
Wokeness is now the dominant academic paradigm on many university and college campuses.
Many of our Christian universities have fallen prey.
I went to an all-black school, raised in a black context. Everything was oppression. White people are racist, cops can't be trusted, and this world is not for us, it's against us. We felt like the government owed us. I have a family, I have children, and I don't have a job. I was just, it was at the darkest point in my life.
Because I was white, would we have to divorce and separate due to my skin color?
Christianity enables people to find forgiveness and redemption. However, Marxism is completely vindictive.
There is no redeemer and there is no redemption in the religion of anti-racism.
I believe that the evangelical church today is going to have to make a decision. Are we going to submit to the culture, or are we going to remain true to the faith and take the consequences?
How the left is stealing your church. The invasion of the gospel of woke at salemnow.com.
The PCR test for monkeypox. Another crap PCR test for another crap virus. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back to Jason Q, Citizen and Friends. I'm with Catherine Franklin today. We are discussing the science of the gaslight. In other words, how people can convince you that you are going mad. New South Wales Health is having a great attempt at doing that at the moment by reporting on the fact in Double Dutch that of the 142 deaths from COVID last week, only 96 had been triple jabbed and 46 were eligible to be triple jabbed, and therefore that indicates that 100% of these people were vaccinated. Now, at the bottom of the article, this is where it gets really interesting, they then say, to help reduce severe disease from Omicron BA4 and 5 infections, adults aged 50 to 64 are now recommended to receive a winter booster dose of a COVID vaccine, and adults aged 30 to 49 can also receive a winter booster dose. Given 100% of the deaths are amongst those who are taking the vaccine, I don't have a whole lot of confidence in it. And in this article by Topher Field, he goes through week after week after week and proves that out of 798 deaths in 8 weeks in New South Wales, 530 were triple jabbed, 266 were double jabbed, and just two were either single or not jabbed at all, representing just 0.25% of the population, or which is meant to be 4.7% of the population, all other things being equal, meaning that the unjabbed are underrepresented by a factor of 20. And therefore, the advertising by Kerry Chant, two doses is not enough, is clearly a misnomer. And to rub salt into the wound, now Australia is now second highest in the world for deaths in any seven-day period per capita, per 100K, of 0.25 human beings die out of every 100,000 in a week, only to be followed, only to be behind the new leader in deaths in the world. Catherine, you're not going to believe this. New Zealand at over 0.45 deaths per 100,000 in a week. These are the two so-called zero COVID countries. How do you feel?
Jacinta Ardern is such a good gaslighter. She needs a gold medal or a Logie or a doctorate or something. She really does. She's amazing. I have to hand it to her.
She's one of the best, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Really, really good. And as a now expert, you just made me a doctor, didn't you? A gaslighting doctor, Dr. Catherine.
Well, I suggested that you should get a PhD going, and I think you're halfway there.
Yeah, I think that by the end of this session here, in our radio session, I'll have one for real. So one thing I love is like kind of like I can see, as you know, being the expert, I can see and predict a lineup. Like, or let's just call it like a pre-gaslighting. Like, I can see them laying the foundations for it. Like, and one of the best ones yet was from our Minister for Health, Greg Hunt, who went on national TV and told everybody that this was the biggest experiment. After saying that it's safe and effective, the vaccine is safe and effective, even though it's got a 99.8% recovery rate and you'd have to be either elderly or one foot on a banana skin and the other in the grave to actually not recover from it. But anyway, that's by the by. We're all so excited to be participating in the world's biggest drug experiment.
And we're going to be happy about it, right?
It went over everybody's head. So you know what's going to happen? They'll come back and they will say, I know that everybody's dying of the vaccine. We got it wrong, but we did tell you. We told you it was a trial. We've got Greg Hunt here. He tells you. So more fool you. This is gaslighting 101. You know, like, let's lay all the foundation so that we can turn it around on you after the fact. I love that one. That one's a good one. That's a goodie. Always works a treat.
Isn't it? It's so devious. It's so criminal. And it's so obvious. And I think this is the part of this whole story is that because it's so obvious, it's almost like we can't believe it. Now, we've got so much more to talk about in the show, and we're going to quickly pause for news headlines. And when we come back, we're going to race through various different forms of the gaslighting agenda that will have you shaking your head, but well-equipped to be able to point it out almost as if you're just going, yep, 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 yep. Here are the news headlines. You're on TNT.
With a quick check of the day's headlines, I'm Matt Boyland. Former US President Donald Trump has blasted the Biden administration for splashing billions of dollars on Ukraine, while Americans suffer from a crippling cost of living crisis. Japan has issued its highest level alert for a volcanic eruption after a volcano blew its top in the country's west. And for the first time ever, the World Health Organization's Director General has taken it upon himself to declare a new global health emergency.
At TNT Radio, we never go home. We're committed to bringing you our take on the biggest topics of our time. We broadcast live 24/7 online globally. No matter what, we've got you covered on TNT Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Senator Jared Rennick came out with his own version of pointing out the gaslighting today when he pointed out that in the United States, Joe Biden can work. He can work with COVID, but Novak Djokovic can't play tennis despite not having COVID. Nice one, Gerard Rennick. And another example here was from a doctor, Ashish Jha, who said when Donald Trump was recovering from COVID, he said, this is a nightmare. COVID-19 is a serious infection, especially for someone who is older like Mr. Trump. I can't believe he was infected. This is a total failure by the White House team to protect the president, wishing both the president and first lady a speedy recovery. Fast forward a couple of years, and Dan Diamond tweets, reporter asked about Biden sounding hoarse during his remarks today and whether that was a cause of concern. And the doctor replied, I don't know if anyone has ever heard of a cold. And so another example, fine example of gaslighting, protecting the most resilient of all presidents, Joe Biden, who no one can believe that man can still get up and walk and walk and walk. But there he is, shaking hands with Harvey the Rabbit.
Except it's every day is the weekend. But this is what we were talking about on the last show in reference to the gaslighting. Like, you have to write it down. This is the thing. This is what I love about, you know, this stuff in the media and the narcissistic personality disorder and the gaslighting in the media, because you have a you know, if they haven't deleted it, but mind you.
Yes.
But you have, you know, it's in writing. And people screenshot this stuff. So you can go back and point, you know, out the obvious and go, hey, you said here this, which is the complete opposite, on this date. You know, but the damage is done by that stage. That, you know, that's not the point. The point is it's all about the journey, not the end result.
So of course it is.
Yeah,
that's right. So once again, we will determine the rules. We will tell you when you win. We'll tell you when you lose. And it feels like it's, you know, when that old joke, heads I win, tails you lose. You know, there's no way we're going to get past this. This is just the way that it goes. Where do we go in terms of just saying enough is enough in all of this? This is the big scenario where we get stuck, because COVID, the deaths, you know, the idea of 1984 all around the corner, and what we're not allowed to talk about are often bigger: heart failure, suicide, deaths of children, famine, addiction, violence, death by disease, unemployment are all topics that are further into the gas line.
COVID's the tip of the iceberg, and underneath the iceberg is all of the aforementioned, you know, but we all don't want to talk about that because this is, again, part of the rhetoric of the gaslighting. So the name of the game is to, you know, make you so upset. And so, you know, what's going on here? You know, this is a banana and they're saying it's an apple. And then you look around you and kind of go, can everyone else confirm that I'm not going mad? Because this is definitely an apple, right? It's not a banana. Yeah. And everybody, you know, this is what they're doing with the, you know, the trans movement. And, you know, this is happening on a lot of levels. So while, and this is, you know, again, I'm just so grateful for, you know, going through what I did with my experience of narcissistic personality disorder and one of those symptoms being gaslighting. I was so grateful because I understand that there's so much energy that's spent, you know, confirming that you're not going crazy, that by the end of it, you're left exhausted and they're actually winning through that journey, you know, through that gap in the middle, that grey area. So I think what we need to do across the board is to stop being caught up in the, like, I think humour is just the best when it comes to this stuff. So, you know, like, yes, it's a banana. Okay, no worries, guys. Definitely a banana. No, of course nobody's dying of COVID. Like, of course the vaccines are working. Clearly they're working. Like, we just have to laugh at it now. And just, yeah, you know, and to be able to, it's very important. There's another part of what they do. They call it, have you heard of the flying monkey? The narcissists, yes, use the flying monkey. So, of course, that's a term taken from another film, The Wizard of Oz, when you've got the witch, who actually symbolically represents your ego in the journey of the yellow brick road, but that's another topic. But the witch, you know, and is utilising the flying monkeys to confirm to Dorothy that she's alone and that she's never going to get out of this. And the dog's run away and the tin man's gone and the straw man's, you know, he's, you know, 10 sheets to the wind and everybody's, you know, nothing. And so she feels isolated from all of those supporters while she's got these flying monkeys reinforcing the fear. And that's what the media do, and this is what narcissistic people do. They utilize the people around you to, you know, this Emperor's New Clothes theory. Like, I don't know if you remember that tale of the little boy in the palace that is the only, yes, one that calls the elephant. That's in the room, it, and goes, yeah, like, yeah, are you all mad? He's wearing no clothes. Like, everybody's playing, like, this is the most perfect analogy of COVID. You can't get, yes, a more perfect analogy than the Emperor's New Clothes. Everybody, yeah, played along with it.
Yep.
Everybody's played along with it, which has created, yep, the issue, you know, and this is why it's so important to have that strength of character. You're the little boy calling it, and it doesn't matter that you're going to be ostracized. You know, this is why the weak-minded people really aren't getting what's going on, because they're just so, they don't know who they are, that they haven't got that confidence in themselves to know their own mind. So they're constantly, mm-hmm, you know, looking for others to reinforce their reality, you know, and that's what's going on a worldwide,
yes,
biggest Emperor's New Clothes palace.
Let's unpack it even further, because it's the hierarchy of the gaslighting. For example, what I mean is that for years we've been told if you say anything scientific or anything medical, the first thing people will say when they don't like what you're saying is, you're not a scientist, you're not a doctor. You're so immediately, immediately in a social standing, you're dismissed because you're not allowed to know anything. So there's step one in the hierarchy. Now, step two in the hierarchy is that the doctor,
flying monkeys,
who says,
they're flying monkeys.
Well, but he actually says, hang on, I am a doctor. And the guy goes, oh, and he says, well, hang on a second, did ARPA approve your comments? Well, no, I'm speaking at a school. Oh, I'm going to dob you in. And that's the end of that doctor. And we all know how many doctors are losing their licenses at the moment. And then, not only that, you've now got to adhere to the World Health Organization at the tip of the spear, because they're the ones that have gone around and literally stitched everyone up. And that's the world that we live in at the moment. So we've got a hierarchy surrounding medical information. So your doctor can't speak because ARPA said, and ARPA can't speak because who said, and you can't speak because you're not even a doctor. this is how far it goes. And to put the humor back into it, I like the comment, and it's related not to, to the medicine, but to your comment earlier about the transsexual agenda. It was Bill Maher, of all people, that came out and said, if kids knew what they wanted to be at age 8, the world would be filled with cowboys and princesses. I wanted to be a pirate. Thank God nobody took me seriously and scheduled me for eye removal and peg leg surgery. I think that's very apt.
I love that. It's brilliant. It's actually very funny. That quite possibly so, might be his legacy line, actually, because not much else of what he says is much chop, but I do like that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? So that's how you know that there's a fracture here, because now there is not just the two sides, us versus them. More and more people are seeing this every day, that this is an element that is just beyond
well,
anything
like
that we can take.
It's like it's flipping. I remember very early on, as I said to you last week, you know, Catherine's the conspiracy theorist. Catherine's gone mad. Even Catherine's family thinks she's gone crazy. Crazy person. Now I'm increasingly, you know, what's going on, Catherine? I'm apparently this you know, seer or sage. Like, I know what's going on all of a sudden because like, I'm not that clever. I just know who I am. And I did acquire that through, you know, my experiences of the narcissistic personality disorder and all of that. I was prepared to do that work, to understand who I was as a person and that I didn't care if people didn't like me. I was okay with that because, quite frankly, the irony was that most people that decided they didn't like me, I actually didn't like them anyway. Mm. So they kind of like took the trash out for me. So that was the beautiful irony of it. But since this, you know, the beginning of it, it's like it's flipping now. The you know, as more people are being, you know, hurt by the vaccine injuries, and as, you know, more and more people are sort of, you know, we did plant those seeds, the media are lying to you. Like, so as it's becoming more apparent, it's starting to flip. So more and more people are, and I know that it's been a frustrating process because for those of us who wake up to this very early, it was so obvious it wasn't even funny. You know, the emperor is naked, like, wake up. But now people are saying, hey, just quietly, I think you could be right that the emperor's naked. You know, like, well, you know, better late to the party than never, but it is happening. It may not happen overnight, but it will happen. And it's happening.
and there it is. Now, there is a, I mean, all of it's a serious side. And as you said, it's very important that we must keep our sense of humor in all of this. But one looks when you're going on to social media and you see yet another mainstream news article coming out telling you about something that we must be afraid of. And this was clearly... And this was clearly where this show has come from. Today is the headline from The Sun in the US, fabulous news, being sarcastic puts you at greater risk of a heart attack, docs warn.
Well, I'm a goner. You know, they haven't been able to worry me until now, but this one's got me. Jason, this one's got me.
Same here.
I'm having heart pain right now.
I know, it's like to quickly get me something for my chest pain. I mean, it's very much like a Billy Crystal thing. Pass me more of that burning sensation I'm having in my colon. And here it is again. This will cause it. Surprisingly, no.
Well, I think that they're just like throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. You know, it's like choose your poison at the moment. You know, what scares you most? We've got heart attacks. Does that scare you the most? Because, you know, maybe your parents suffered a heart attack, or like, well, you know, is it cancer? Is it monkeypox? Like, literally, choose your poison, because, like, whatever symptom you have, we've got a disease for it.
Oh, look, yeah, this is the whole point. What I can't get is how there must be no sarcastic unvaccinated people. That's the part that I can't work out, because they're just not dropping off with heart attacks. Could you imagine you arrive sadly in a hospital and the triage nurse says, look, you know, what are your symptoms? Look, burning chest, pain in my chest, it's thumping, feels like someone's standing on it. Okay, what did you do today? Oh, I told a joke about gas lighting. Okay, well, there it is. Schedule this man for a stent stat.
Yeah, it's Dr. B, come and check out Jason. He's told a joke. He's a sarcastic joke. He's a, you know, quick, hook him up.
Do you know what happens? I don't know if you'd make the hospital if you told a joke and were gardening at the same time. That would just be a bridge too far.
What a way to go, though. What a way to go.
Well, it's true, you know.
Remember Ghostbusters when they're on the top of the building and, you know, you've got the demon, you know, is it Gozer? I can't even remember what the name was, but the demon's meant to sort of, you know, this is the end of the world and the Ghostbusters can save us, but, you know, she says, choose your poison. And one of the, yeah. you know, so they're like, just clear your mind, don't think about anything. If you don't think about how we're all going to die, well, you know, we can't die, so just don't think about anything. And then, of course, you know, Dan Aykroyd's character thinks of the marshmallows and, you know, they're all death by marshmallow man, but that's how it's like the analogy for me at the moment. It's just that farcical of like, what do you want to die of? Because we got it all.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, what's even more perfect about that is that today we get news that Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister of Australia, has told the world that everyone knows that climate change is a national security issue. So when all things fail,
clearly,
clearly.
That's lighter. Hey, he's as good as I did. Almost.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's good. That was a good one. I like that. All roads lead back to climate change. I believe that they'll tell us that COVID came about due to climate change because, he who controls the weather controls the world. So I think we're going to see, you know, as I predicted on your show last week, we're seeing more movement around this Biosecurity Act. So whether that's a foot and mouth disease or climate change or a combo meal deal of both, let's just see what happens. But I do have a dreadful feeling that, you know, and with WHO today declaring, not like the panel, the round table, they couldn't get everybody to agree. So the head honcho just came out and said, well, I'm making a decision here. We're declaring monkeypox pandemic. That's just it. So whether it'll be monkeypox thrown in the mix, God knows, but they have to have a reason to lock us down again. So, I think that's, sadly, I think it might be imminent.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? And yet 5 people have died from monkeypox around the world, and it's been entirely contained within the gay community. So it's just tragic that we have to play down this pathway and again be gaslit. One wonders if Tedros himself is on commission there at the WHO, given that he came out a year ago and warned us about Marburg as the great threat. But we'll talk about that one after the break. Lots more to discuss when we come back to our show today with Catherine Franklin, where we are discussing how gaslighting is used against us so you can understand the inside out and point it out where you see it all the time. You are listening to TNT Radio.
De-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
I got the lack of weather blues. In fact, you know, I actually composed a song called The Lack of Weather Blues when nothing's going on. And anybody taking a look, there's no tropical cyclone activity anywhere in the world on July 22nd. That's an amazing statistic because at this time of the year, there's always something going on somewhere. But that's a climate extreme, folks. Think about it. We just tied the record for all-time record low tropical cyclone activity on July 22nd. Listen, there's some interesting things going on in the U.S. It is going to get broiling hot in the Pacific Northwest after what has been a very cool year thus far. And it's going to start raining a lot in Arizona. We're talking about the kind of things that could cause flooding over there. And so that is going to turn into a big weather story next week, I think. This is meteorologist Joe Bastardi for TNT Radio. Remember, you need to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. For the news and views silenced by the mainstream media, by government and corporations, vote one. TNT Radio. Free speech always has a home here. Stay up to date with the latest live news and current affairs delivered by our lineup of expert commentators and hosts. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
Welcome back to the Jason Q Citizen and Friends program, and we are discussing gaslighting in the first hour of the show today. And on a sad note...
No, we're not. We haven't been discussing it. We haven't.
Oh, that's...
We didn't.
No, that's true. That's very true. There's no such thing.
What are you talking about?
You make a very good point there, because I reckon that they will remove the definition of gaslighting very soon from the dictionary, given that people are starting to... It's where it's coming from. Well,
Ted Ross is looking into it as we speak.
Well, that's very true. He's probably got some connections over there at the Oxford Dictionary and the Merriam-Webster and various other.
They Collins are still.
I'm sure Gatesy's gone out there and he's making some inquiries through his connections that he made through Jeffrey Epstein. Perhaps that might be where that one goes. There was an article that came out about a week ago from CBS, and it's a tragic story of a 13-year-old boy who died. You ready for this? Now, the gaslighting comes out in the first sentence. A 13-year-old boy from Baltimore died of natural causes on a school field trip last month, the Cecil County Sheriff's Office announced. Did you hear that?
Yes.
A boy, 13, died of natural causes.
That's perfectly normal.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now,
so they're normalizing this stuff, right? So I cottoned on to this very early on when this Daily Telegraph young news reporter came out and said, sadly, you know, I've been vaccinated and I've got myocarditis and I'm in a hospital. Here's a picture of me in my hospital gown with my mask on and I've been double jabbed and now I've... But thank God I don't have COVID, because it could have been way worse. And they've got a pill for that. So I'm actually super lucky. And I'm like, uh-oh. Here we go. They're normalizing this.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and so it has continued, you know, and so they've continued with the gaslighting along that, you know, it's totally normal for these kids to be dropping dead at the age of 7 on a school field trip. That's totally normal, Jason. Kids die all the time of heart attacks.
That's right.
And this is gaslighting 101. And
101, yeah,
so
that's right.
It's so obvious to me, and yet I don't understand why other people can't see it. But again, because they have trust in the mainstream media. They truly, we are taught to trust these people. It is just,
yes.
We are wired, hardwired into trusting them.
And it's not just the media here too, because when you progress down this article, so that was paragraph 1 that we went to, and then paragraph 3, Cecil County deputies responded on June 1 to the North Bay Adventure Camp in Northeast for a report of a teen in cardiac arrest. Paragraph 4, Brown collapsed at a beach area at the camp. According to investigators, he was transported to Mary Hospital where he was pronounced dead. It is unclear what triggered the cardiac arrest. So they asked the mother, and mum said, "My baby left happy, healthy and smiling for a 7th grade trip to North Bay and now we have to bury him." So the kid was happy.
I bet they didn't tell us.
Well, so they don't tell you that. And then they tell you...
They never tell us that, do they? They
never
tell you the obvious.
Never, never, never. And the sheriff's office said it had investigated the incident with the assistance of the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner, which determined that Brown died of natural causes. Well, I beg to differ.
And that guy definitely doesn't live in a $1 million mansion and is having, you know, getting some money under the table. You can trust him too.
That's it. So this is the gaslighting situation here. That and if we peel it all back, it's really obvious. 13-year-old children have never died of natural causes, and 13-year-old children have never died of natural causes that were cardiac arrest. And cardiac arrest in a 13-year-old is never considered ever considered a natural cause. It's an unnatural cause.
Of course not. But this is the role the media plays. The redefinition of words and phrases. You know, one being, natural causes is going to be more common. Natural causes.
Yep.
Because if you can utilize that phrase and normalize it, then everyone's off the hook that it was the clot shot.
Yep.
You know, and this is the purpose of the media. It is drip, 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 mind control. the whole time. And another example is, you know, the wording of the coronavirus when it first hit. You know, it was a novel coronavirus, and yet the definition of novel for us, using, you know, the Collins Dictionary, is completely different to the medical terminology of novel. Yeah, and this is where we get tricked.
Yeah. And it's so common. Now, when you come back to the other side of this in the news and reporting, there's a story from Daily Mail headline, Seminal Alzheimer's study claiming memory-robbing disease was caused by buildup of protein in brain may have been manipulated, damning investigation claims. So now we've got the mainstream media forced to report on the fact that a major study trying to determine the cause of Alzheimer's was false. So what's the role now that the media finally calls them out? At the same time, where does science go, and who really is the bad guy here? Or is this just a case of trying to rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic? Because both of them have to be gone.
Well, this is about more for you. We told you the truth. You just didn't want to hear it. You know, it's like someone used the analogy really early on, and I love this analogy, that, you know, it's the woman who's got the white picket fence and the perfect marriage and the perfect children, and, you know, internally, however, you know, her world is falling apart and she's screaming because her husband's having an affair with a girl at the office. But no one's going to talk to her about it. No one's going to tell her, and she won't even accept it herself. If you did tell her, she'd deny it and probably attack the person that told her, because they want to live in their reality in that comfortable place and ignore. But this is why we're in the pickle that we're in, you know, in a spiritual sense, because people aren't, you know, we're meant to look at the obvious, and sometimes life is uncomfortable, and that's how, you know, those challenges are how we learn and grow and ascend, our soul ascends. And that's the whole purpose that we're here. And yet somehow it's been demonized that you make a mistake. You know, don't ever admit to it. Deflect it. Somebody else that took the cookie out of the cookie jar. It wasn't me, you know. And that's where we're in this pickle, because nobody wants to admit to anything. And it's all swept under the carpet and it festers. And this is why this corruption and these people, you know, are currently in positions of power, and it's nepotism, and, you know, they're allowed to ignore everything. And, you know, the media plays a great role in being able to, you know, I guess karmically let free will, let themselves off the hook by saying, well, you know, in Greg Hunt is the perfect example of that. Well, we told you it was an experiment. We told you it was provisionally approved experiment, and you all rolled up your sleeves, but we told you. But let's ignore the 500 other articles that were saying it was safe and effective, and all of your Instagram followers, you know, and they're telling me, look at my Band-Aid, I just got vaccinated, you should too, do the right thing. Forget about, you know, Karl Stefanovic's telling everybody to get vaccinated, and forget about those, you know, celebrities at all. This is the way to play the game. So again, if you're not prepared to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself, you're certainly not going to be able to do it for anyone else. And they work on that. They play on that. That's their playbook.
Yeah. It's beyond frustrating when you look at it and you see the overbearing weight of it. And the average person would simply just follow the balance of probabilities, and they hear that article. They may have seen that story by Greg Hunt, but they probably missed it, and it's been reinforced 1,000 times in the opposite direction.
But they dismiss it. They might and they'll dismiss it. Like the woman with the husband with the affair. They'll go, oh, yeah, he's been working late, and he's got this busty blonde 23-year-old assistant, and they get along famously, but he's just mentoring her.
Mm.
Like, wake up, Catherine.
Yep.
They don't want to admit it.
No, well, certainly not. And so where do we go from here in terms of being able to understand what's coming and to predict what's going on? Because when I look at all of this stuff and you see the no doubt the compiling of all the separate agendas emerging on one thing, when you've got, you know, the monkeypoxes and the foot and mouth diseases, and you've got all these other things, and there is that whole agenda of going towards bugs and blah, blah, blah. Why then did Bill Gates go and buy every piece of farmland he could possibly get his hands on for? Was he doing it because
he... That's a conspiracy theory. He didn't do that, although he did do that.
So is he doing it so that he can create a reserve, so he can grow all the meat he wants for himself and his people? Or is he doing it so that no one can grow meat anywhere for anyone? Because clearly we're moving into this new agenda where we're not going to have meat. And this is exactly what they've been warning us way, way, way in advance for. So where does Gates go in all of this?
Food shortage is coming. So, and again, it's the people that are ignoring it that are actually making it happen. This is the point. If we're all going to ignore it, then it escalates. So everybody has to get really uncomfortable to the point where they feel comfortable to talk and to yell and to say, I've had enough. Unfortunately, we're all going to have to go through a lot of discomfort to allow these people to wake up. And it's going to have to get to that point. It really is. So we're watching the show. And I think, you know, to that end of what we can do is to sit in the audience and just see it for what it is. Don't get up on stage. And you're not in the movie, you're just viewing the movie. So, and laugh. Laughter is just the best tonic for any of this. I mean, I find most of this, it's very, very sad, but a lot of the times I find it wildly hilarious. I mean, I would consider it now that I'm a doctor, I mean, I think I could also become a stand-up comedian. I've got so much material. It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Well said.
You and I always have a laugh about this stuff. Like before we do the show, we always have a good giggle, and sometimes I snort, and it's just fantastic because you have to laugh.
Yes, you do. Yeah, there's the only way we can ever survive this craziness whilst we prepare in the background is to be able to have a laugh at it and dissect it in real time. I think this has been a great benefit to many, many people who will be listening into the show today and in the future on the podcast. We're coming up to the news. Thank you, Catherine, for being on the show yet again. It's been a great delight. Coming up in the next hour, I've got Sonia Bailey joining me for a whole new analysis of the week that was and the week that will be. You're on TNT Radio.